The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Deers and headlights. Sid, it's your intro.
Oh.
Hey!
Hey, what's the deal? Hey!
Shift the blame to Sid.
The new Sid module has been delivered to your location. Please begin setup now.
Henry, we have to assemble a child.
I'm not certified
sir,
to do this.
Sir, that is not a leg.
Wow, the child is hung.
Can we not say that, actually?
Jesus.
Happy New Year's, guys!
I am not associated with this podcast, and I do not endorse
right.
this message.
And on that good note, welcome back to episode 82 of Globally Local FM. This time, well, it's our old year's episode, let's put it that way, in Tahiti. There's a specific reason why we, well, once in a while, we dare to not cheat, but just nudge the wheel in the right direction. And Tahiti was chosen because, Henry...
Because it's one of the places that's in the old year the longest. So it's in the UTC minus 10 time zone. So therefore, when most of the year has already experienced, most of the world has experienced the new year, Tahiti is still waiting.
Exactly. And we see you out there and we will not leave you behind. So today we celebrate the old year with you.
Hell yeah.
We saved the last, no, wait, the last for the best. The best for the last, that's the saying.
Yes. So last year we did Christmas Island, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you know that from Tahiti, you can cross straight into the time zone of the Kiribati? And it's going to be the same time, except just one day forwards, basically.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God. Imagine celebrating New Year's twice.
You can do the thing is, exactly. Some people do it where it's basically you can do the thing where you celebrate New Year's in Christmas Islands and then you cross over to like Tahiti, for example, and you have a day back so you can celebrate again.
Seems like a massive waste of time. I just feel like it's, you know, just do it once. And you're
right. You know how I know this? Because I have a very core memory of somebody in my geography class, because when this fact came up way back when, the teacher told this to us. And then, of course, inevitably, there's this one kid who raises their hand and asks the question, wait, so you can just come back and forth and just live in the same day forever?
Right, yeah.
And then the teacher looks at you and like, okay. Okay, this is what I'm working with here.
Oh yeah, New Year's reminds me of a very core memory from when I was like, I think about 13 years old, and we were lighting firecrackers in our near our apartment complex, and one of the firecrackers flew into someone's house and burned their house down. So that's
nice.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a average New Year's.
Wait, actually,
yeah.
What the fuck? Please light
Look
firecrackers.
He loves it as well. He's cracking up at the thought of just burning down someone's house.
Wait, what? It was like somebody's friend, or like, do you know these people?
This was in our apartment complex. So yeah, this was one of the houses of someone we knew. Luckily, they weren't home, but all of their stuff was just burnt.
Were you involved in lighting this cracker?
I was asleep at home.
Okay, is so the, it wasn't the, you doing
no,
it.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Okay, because otherwise, Sid, I was just going to say, like, you are just now, you know, like, coming clean with a crime.
No, I was at home.
Sleeping. This is the version of events that Sid's lawyers have advised him to say out loud in public, you know?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What actually went down will never be known. But I feel like... In the Netherlands,
it's just Sid
New Year's, it's
a cracker
just like
and raising it straight up to somebody's window.
Sid actually just smoking a cigarette and he just threw it.
Actually, I have an eyewitness.
I was crazy back there.
I have an eyewitness statement that says that I was at.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it feels in the Netherlands when it's New Year's, it feels like just terrorism. There's so much fireworks. it's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I genuinely don't like it. I think it's pretty bad, actually. It's insane. And over here...
No, I agree.
It's really quiet, and it's been very nice, actually.
No, I agree.
Last year.
I think personal fireworks in a city is massive no-no. Like, I think New Year's especially, like, if you want to see fireworks, the city organizes something for sure, right? There's your town, your city, they do, like, this, like, whatever. Just go out New Year's, like, for, like, an hour, see the thing together with your community, come back home. You don't have to buy the whole thing. And I also, like, well, I'm not a hypocrite, really, because it wasn't me doing it, but point being is my family used to do that, right? And then the moment, because we just, it was, like, a tradition in Latvia, because we went to grandparents' place, and they're, like, super, like, far out there, like, blah, blah. Do fireworks. And at some point it started coming up like more like awareness to Latvia about this, and they're like, yeah, you're disturbing the wildlife, you're disturbing like peace and stuff like that. My dad immediately was like, yeah, no, we're not buying that shit anymore, you know. It's, and like, then since then we sometimes see fireworks of like, I don't know, like if a neighbor does it or somebody in the town does it, but we no longer do it.
Mm.
I think lighting a little sparkler is cute.
Yeah,
a sparkler is cute, but you know what my family does, that's, I still think, is diabolical. This is more for Christmas. We go to like my mom's mom. And they, first of all, they put candles in a live, like actual Christmas tree, right? Like you light a candle, what I'm always so afraid of. I'm like, bro, that shit, like the way it burns, it will burn the whole tree down. But whatever. And then they also hang the sparklers in a tree and sometimes put that on. And I was like, God damn it. It just gives me such anxiety.
Yeah.
I always went to my aunt's house for Christmas when I was in the Netherlands, and they still do that as well with the candles. And it is a bit like iffy, but I think if you keep an eye out for it and take care and have a hydrant, what should we call it? The like,
oh yeah, the
anti-fire stuff. No, you just got to be sensible about it, I think.
Mm.
And it's, ooh, but it's like, I would definitely not do it. I feel like it's not worth the risk, but it is a nice vibe.
Yeah.
I do love a good Christmas tree. But anyways, this is the New Year's episode, not Christmas. That's already passed. So, what a year it has been, lads, huh?
Another one
bites the dust. I think it's time for our yearly tradition for Henry to go roll off about our 2025.
Yes, so I've got some year-in-review stuff. Now, I thought I did this last year, but I had a look at my prep from last year, and apparently there was nothing in there, so I'm not sure if I actually did.
I think you did. If I didn't last year... I remember something like this.
Yeah, I feel like I do too. But if I didn't, I sincerely apologize. But we're going to make up for it now. So there's a couple things to go through. The first thing is the episodes and destinations that we have visited. So starting with a fun fact. Did you know this is the first country that we have visited twice now in our episode span? Because we did Lyon in France, and now Tahiti is part of French Polynesia, which is also France, of course. So therefore, it's our first repeat. Now, of course, that was like sort of self-inflicted, but just a little, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, episodes by continent. I've done this before on a random episode. It was probably like about 50 episodes ago, so this is going to be a continuation. We're going to see how many episodes we've done on certain continents and how many we probably should have based on the amount of countries in the world, right?
Statistics. He's going to prove math again. I remember this.
Is I have removed episodes where we didn't... Like, for example, Equatorial Turkey. Controversial take, but it might not be real. So I have removed that from the counter.
Yeah. Okay, let's
real.
Don't come
that.
At me
we,
for
we
that.
Got you.
Yeah. All right. So first continent is Europe. We by now have expected or would expect to have done around 18 episodes on European countries, and we have done about 18. So that's a good sign.
Wow.
The second is North America. We've done about 8, or we have done 8. I don't know why I'm saying about. We've done 8, but we would have expected to do about 9. So
That's okay. Still America pretty good. Doesn't need one more.
I should say this is all rounding up a bit the expected expectations, so it doesn't quite work out for the math, but it's about there. South America, we would have, or we would expect to have done about 5, and we've only done about 3. So,
South America
we're a bit
lacking.
Behind there. Yep.
We are picking up
Oceania. Oceania, we would have. We would expect to have done about 5, but we've done about 7. So that's where we're overcompensating.
Yeah. I love those island nations.
Yeah, it also happens because we pick both of our New Year's episodes, so that kind of goes hand in hand with that. And then Africa, we expect to have done about 21, and we've done 20, which is pretty good. And then Asia, we would expect to have done about 18, and we have done 18. So,
nice. Lovely.
I think overall,
there you
it
go.
Goes to show...
Statistics.
Yeah, statistics do come true.
Math is real.
Yeah, math is real. I honestly think that probably is kind of... Like, I low-key like that that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know? That shit, but
it proves everything. So flat earthers, take that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah.
Now I'll move on to our most popular episodes, and this most popular episodes is only from the past year, so not of all time, just from the past year.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I also realized this is our first full year.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like January to December?
I mean, we started in
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true. We've never done that before.
Thank you, 2025.
It goes out to 2025.
Okay. Now, I have split this across Spotify and not Spotify just because of how we get the statistics. So I will start out. Does anyone care to wager a guess? And I know this is a tall ask for what the most popular episode was, if you haven't checked already yourself.
Most popular of this year. Okay, we have not checked, I assume. Sid, have you?
No.
Okay.
Sid, so we're looking about.
What do we think?
I think episode 67.
Which country is that?
Fuck if I know.
Okay. Keep moving.
I just said a number.
Can we, Henry? Are we allowed to look at like just the Spotify list of episodes?
Yeah. So 67 would have been Yerevan in Armenia.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
And keep in mind, this the counter goes from December 1st last year, because when we did year in review last year, it was also
this time. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, he for sure... The thing is, I would have said like Equatorial Turkey, but he took that out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
No. That was just for the first statistics.
Oh, then it must be Equatorial Turkey. I think it must be.
The most popular?
Right? I mean, it should be like top 5 for sure. I don't know if... I mean, I think it must be most popular. I mean, it could also be because of the exposure we got semi-recently. The USA Virginia. I don't know what episode that was. That was semi-recent, right?
Let me check.
That was about a month ago.
Okay.
It's about a month ago, he says. That was I think was it the one I was super angry in, Nuke Greenland?
You were angry in that? I don't remember this at all.
Some reason I was super angry in that. We listened back to it and I was like, why was I so angry?
Let's go with Nuke Greenland.
Okay,
Greenland.
Yeah.
I'm gonna download that now so I can listen back because I'm curious. it's not Nuke, it's Kampala in Uganda.
Oh.
This is episode 37 from February.
37 February. Bro. Okay. What even happened in that episode? Wait, let me see. 37 you said?
Yes.
On today's episode, we arrive at the Great African Lakes in Kampala, Uganda. Henry ponders on innovative water bottle technology, while Rudy discusses the ever-raging battle between God and the devil. Join us on our adventure. What? The what did we do in that episode?
Hello, Uganda.
Hello, Uganda. 2025 goes out to you.
And then the Spotify number one most listened was Christmas Island. So the New Year's episode, episode 30. Mm. Okay, I'll also list number two and three. If do you want to do another guess or I'll just list them?
I think just go ahead.
All right. Episode two on not Spotify was Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan. That happened to be rank three on Spotify. And then rank three for not Spotify is episode 36 in Tarapoto. And for Spotify, the number two was episode 47 in Flores. So I just think that we had we just had some people listen in February because that's where all the most listened episodes come from.
Thank you, random fucking countries. You're really shit out there.
Oh, out there, having at it.
All right. Moving on to the audience, and we're going to keep it vague, of course, but our most common age range is 23 to 27.
That's
not
surprising.
By much, but it is. Most common listening platforms is Spotify, followed by Apple Podcasts, followed by just streaming on like your web browser,
which
I feel that tracks as well. Mm-hmm. Unique countries that have tuned in. This is now. This is for Spotify and everything. This is everything combined. So, give it a guess. How many countries have listened?
I'm gonna go with my boys in Uganda.
No, but how many? Not just a country. Oh.
Yes. How many is the question? But you are right. There was someone from Uganda listening.
Oh shit! Let's go.
Okay. How many? I will say. Yeah. Well, it's quite a lot. That has to be quite a lot.
73.
Ooh.
Okay, you're really going for it, Sid.
Yes.
56.
It's 38.
Oh.
Well.
And I thought that was a lot already, but I think you guys were very enthusiastic, which I appreciate. And now on to our top 10 countries, as we do as well. So I'll let you guys guess the top five, and then I'll say the rest from 6 to 10.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Top.
We can cook this.
I think this is gettable. Very gettable.
I think top is US.
Dude, I think it's the US.
US is wrong for number one.
It's, no, sorry, what?
I shouldn't be interrupting yet. That's my bad.
What the fuck? US is wrong? That's wrong.
A little hint.
Okay, United Kingdom.
I'll let you guys cook the top five and then I'll...
Okay.
I shouldn't have
US,
jumped
UK,
in so early.
Netherlands?
Sure. Then what?
Mongolia. No.
Hell yeah. I think we did have one
Australia.
Person from Mongolia.
Australia. That's four. What's our last one?
I don't think it's going to be Latvia.
You know what? I'm gonna do a service to them. I'm going to go with number five, Uganda.
You know what? Let's go. Uganda.
Not quite.
Fuck. No way.
Number one was the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Number two was Latvia.
Oh, wow.
But very close with the US. They were one apart.
Oh.
Number four is Portugal.
Okay.
We are going to get so much shit for not guessing that. Oh my God.
I thought I can already feel the hate. I thought
that
was going to be a slam dunk for you guys, to be honest, but... All good.
We are dead. Henry, there's no recording after this. We are fucking dead. Me and Sid are going to get fucking flayed.
Number five is the UK. And after that, it trails off a bit. But number six through 10 are Australia, Brazil, Germany, Spain, and then Romania. So there you go. Thank you, everybody from
Brazil,
everywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a quick thanks to everybody from everywhere, of course. If your country wasn't listened, then try harder next time.
Get your friends, your family, your grandma, random fucking guy you met on the street, get them all to listen to Globally Local FM. Oh my
yeah,
God.
No, I always like looking at like the geographic audience statistics. It's very fascinating.
As a member of this podcast, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
So in recording the ad, I had to go through 6 attempts because I kept mispronouncing globally. It was so fucking yes. hard. It's the consonant and then L thing that I have.
Yeah. I don't know if you, Henry, know, but I've noticed and I started making fun of Sid for saying things like floor. He doesn't say floor. He says floor.
I say floor.
Yes.
That sounds floor. Like... I don't know. It sounds normal to me.
Floor.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's a consonant and then an L or whatever. It's always floor? For him, like, there's a very specific way on how he pronounces it.
Like, my L's kind of click. I don't know, maybe it doesn't come across on Discord, but then... With, like, globally, like, if I really, you know, say globally, it makes sense. But I was like, oh, yes, globally. And I was like, this sounds fucking weird. This doesn't sound right.
Okay. Oh, I'll keep an ear out for it. And I'll let you know what I think by the end of the episode.
Keep an ear out. The new segment, tease.
It's just me, like, making noises of, like, cityscapes and wildlife.
Whoosh.
Yeah, was it for my statistics run. Shall we get into the news?
Yeah. News! Glad we're 22 minutes in.
I'll go last.
Listen, ladies and gents, we have chosen Tahiti. You know why we chose Tahiti. We can also say there's fuck all happening in Tahiti.
It's pretty barren. Tahiti looks to be pretty fine. All things considered.
The article I found was about an albino whale sightseed at, what was it? Australia coast. So it was not even about Tahiti. It's pretty cool. One of, like, literally, I think 1 in 40,000 humpback whales is albino. So that was cool to see one of those creatures. But yeah, that's my news from Tahiti. I can already, like, skip ahead. You guys...
Well, because Sid wants to go last, I don't really have any news. I just have a surf. The Paris Olympics 2024, the surfing contest was in Tahiti, for those that didn't know. Mm-hmm. So not that close to Paris, arguably, but, you know. And apparently where the venue was, like, a really dangerous, or is a really dangerous surf spot, and a lot of people, well, like a fair amount of people have died there. Which seems not that safe then for the Olympics is what I would think. But I don't know. I'm not a surfer,
but also
and
the,
I'm not
the
an
Paris
Olympics,
Olympics
committee
had
member.
People swimming in the Seine. So, like, I don't think safety was their top thing, I'll be honest.
Yeah. So because there's, like, a very shallow reef, you can get slammed into the ground and die, basically.
Jesus.
I also happened to watch a video of a surfer wiping out on a big wave, and that was kind of like, I think I just watched someone die as well. And yeah, the biggest wave ever recorded in that venue is 3.7 meters tall. So.
Hello. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hello,
so
tsunami.
Be there, basically.
It's a baby tsunami.
But if you want to go surfing... There are other spots on the island, like the black sand beaches, for example. That's pretty cool.
It is crazy that you mentioned surfing and an albino whale, because that's exactly the news article that I found. So, off the coast of Tahiti, off the eastern coast, so typically around New Year's, there's this really weird phenomena that happens where there is a white whale surfing, followed by, also known as la baleine blanche, because French, followed by 6 fucks. So a fuck is what the French call a seal. Spelt P-H-O-Q-U-E. This is not a joke. Seals are called fucks in French. So,
yeah. That's a fact I've heard.
At New Year's, you can see an albino whale surfing followed by 7 fucks. The last one joined in. I don't know. He got a bit lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Albino whale. Is that common? Is that like a type of whale or is it not?
No, it's literally like, okay, you know what an albino is in terms of species, right?
Yeah.
As in like an animal who gets born without any like pigment, stuff like that. So an albino humpback whale is apparently a very, very rare sighting. I mean, albinos are rare in general. But no, they're not supposed to be white. Like, they're not like, how are they called? Beluga whales? Those are supposed to be white. But the humpback whales are supposed to be predominantly gray. So an albino humpback whale is a very rare sighting.
Yeah, okay, that tracks. I was just wondering if there is like a species of whale called the albino whale, whale.
Well, the only like notable albino whale is Jean-Luc, which is La Baleine Blanche, who's surfing in Tahiti. But that's
they call her Jean-Luc.
Well, he calls himself Jean-Luc.
All right.
Yeah,
he's the long distant cousin of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
All right. Jean-Luc. Yeah. Dick. In other news. It's a pretty nice spot for a honeymoon, apparently. Tahiti, so...
Yeah.
There you go. Do we go for the ad, then?
Let's go to the ad. Around the world, New Year's ripples forward so many tiny celebrations. Each countdown sparkling for a moment, then drifting softly into the next place. You can join one, raise a glass... make your wish. But the year very much does not end all at once. It travels, it lingers, it leaves a trail of bright westward midnights of celebration, color, and joy, propagating like an ocean wave. And that bright wave crashes on the shores of Tahiti. The old year holds in an eager, almost anxious breath. And then it exhales into colors, lights, hope for a new beginning. We simply want one more moment to look forward and say, yes, this year, we stay winning, we stay cooking, we stay humble, and the mysterious fourth thing that no one fucking remembers. You can follow that light all the way to Tahiti. We at Globally Local FM and Tome of Huzzah would like to thank our listeners, friends, random strangers from Sterling, Virginia, with whom we may cross paths, for your support, encouragement, here's to another year of this. Happy New Year, and thank you very much.
Aww! Fireworks! Not local, but fireworks!
Very poetic until the we stay.
No, that's...
I mean, do you remember the fourth one?
No.
No one. No, because I've been talking to some listeners, to Rudy. No one knows what the fourth one is.
Yeah. No.
But there is a fourth one.
We all know it is fourth one, but then nobody remembers the fourth one.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Uh-huh. He's the gatekeeper. He knows. Henry knows.
You.
All right. Well, everybody, usually I'd ask everyone to close their eyes. But I thought I think I did this last year as well. I thought I'd just hijack this segment to just say thanks to everybody that's been involved with the podcast. It's been a very fun checking out so many different unique locations across the globe and learning a bit about all the local situations out there, except for like Tahiti when there's nothing to learn. Well, Tahiti's not the only one. I forget which, but there's... I think there's like one episode a week where it's just like, fucking hell.
Yes, it's always one of the four will be like the driest desert ever.
Yeah. I want to extend a thanks to my good friend and co-host Rudy for masterminding this podcast in the first place and for being a good sport when I ramble on before recordings. I want to thank Sid for enhancing the listening experience and for joining in on the epis where I'm usually the lowest on energy. And most importantly, our good friend who didn't show up, I wanted to thank him for showing up so I can say at least hi once a year, but I guess that has been thrown out of the window.
Yes! Yes! Merry Christmas to Colossal Pango and Happy New Year as well.
Yes, and I also want to shout out all the listeners, of course, that have been along for the ride. It's nice knowing that some people out there enjoy listening in to our silly podcasts, and I'm looking forward to recording more because, you know, we haven't even visited half of our locations that we can visit. So, here's to the new year.
Hell yeah.
Aw, well then, to round off the tradition. If everybody's doing it, then hey. Well then, for the last time in 2025, ladies and gentlemen, lads and lassies, dear friends, it is time to absolutely go local. And yeah, not Tahiti. Or rather, not only Tahiti. After all, I think the end of the year should be a bit special. But to be frank with you, I'm not sure how to make this speech more special than the podcast or the other speeches it airs on. What began as a productive joke most definitely went from local to global throughout 2025. From Madagascar to Peru, from United Kingdom to Uganda, picking up Switzerland, Micronesia, Estonia, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, and many, many more along the way. For better or for worse, our shit-talking and messing around have by now reached every corner of the globe. And trust us when we say, we know. Whatever pointed correction you have in mind, whatever misunderstanding about your country you presented as a fact, yeah, we know. But now, at the end of the year, I can lift the veil of secrecy a bit and let you in on a little parlor trick, if you will. The global part of this FM was never the point. No. The point was to keep some things close to our hearts. Some people who went from local to global all too quickly. What comes out to you as a distracting, sometimes educational, sometimes completely misinformational podcast, to us is nothing more than just a regular call. Well, with some extra prep. So folks, in the new year of 2026, I want you to think about such calls, and then make them. Don't wait too long. Hell, do whatever you must to keep your loved ones online. Cause even, you know, make a podcast with them if things are dire. So without further ado, Sid, Henry, and the folks listening, Happy New Year.
Ooh. Thank you very much, and a Happy New Year to you too.
Oi, folks, what a year this has been. Our first full year, honestly, yeah. Making the episode and naming it episode 82. Holy shit.
Yeah.
82 episodes of what? Craziness and fun. We're not ending the podcast, don't worry, listeners. There's still no more episodes in the new years. But it's nice to reflect and then suddenly get hit with a wave of emotions looking at just a number of 82.
Yeah.
Well.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but traditions are traditions and so are segments. Local business. For my local business, I recommend a peculiar restaurant in... How do you pronounce the capital of Tahiti, by the way?
What was Papi? It? I think, yeah, it'd be something like that.
Anyways, local restaurant in Papeete, namely Hip Lounge. To be honest, could not sounds ascertain cool. Whether it's a lounge for cool kids or a lounge where only your hips are allowed in, but it sounds cool either way.
Very nice. For my local business, I found a particular business in Teva I Uta in French Polynesia, where it's called My Room. I didn't know that I was in French Polynesia, but I guess we're there now. I'm shifting, guys. Sorry to let you know like this.
And I've got just some fireworks display location viewing. You can go to the Hilton. That's the one I could find publicly. Or alternatively, I think you should go more hardcore and climb on one of the ridges of Mount Orohena for a greater viewing angle. Just make sure that you're prepared to spend the night on the volcano. If it is a volcano, actually,
a little,
I didn't check.
A little geothermal warmth.
Oh, that's my favorite fireworks. Yeah.
And for my radio recommendation, Tahiti Breeze 97.5, who at the time of making this document, November 22nd, were already playing Christmas music as they goddamn should. Let's fucking go, lads. That's what Mariah Carey been talking Woo! About.
For my radio, I recommend Radio Maria Note How, where I was absolutely entranced by the smoothest of French and Italian jazz. And then after some digging, I found out that this is a the Tahiti Catholic radio station, so I guess this is how they got me.
And I've got Radio NRJ Tahiti. You can enter the new year with some fresh hip-hop of all kinds, from K-pop, Spanish, music, English, French. They've got it all, people.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So, for the last time in 2025, thank you so much for listening to Globally Local FM episode 82. And if you've been a regular listener, we very much appreciate you hanging out with us in 2025, and hopefully we'll see you in 2025. Publets, 2026. You just live in the same year. You just stay there where you belong. You're a thing of the past now. Yeah, you can find me at 000REDYS000 on Instagram. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros, for some well wishes, recommendations, or just checking out how my face looks like, as all you have heard is just my voice. You can find Sid
in a shipping container because I'm moving all my stuff to my room in French Polynesia.
Yep. And you can find Henry.
Let's go popping a bottle of champagne, huh?
There we go. Big. How about we all join you for that and then ship off Sid?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
But one last surprise for those regular listeners. For the new year, we're going to rock it up with some special location as requested. So we will see you in 2026 in episode 83 in...
in Saint Martin or Saint Martin.
There you go. Happy New Year, lads.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.